It's The Current's Music News, the daily podcast where we tell you what you need to know about what's going on in the music world. Today's Monday, December 10th. I'm Jay Gabler.
And I'm Jade, bringing you some unique gift ideas for the music lover in your life.
And I'm going to tell you about why Neil Young is beefing with a British bank.
Ooh, I'm looking forward to that.
But first, a few more of today's headlines. A stampede at a rap concert in Italy on Saturday morning left 6 dead and 53 injured. Adding to the tragedy, 5 of the deceased were teenagers, and 1 was a 39-year-old mother who brought her 8-year-old daughter to the show.
Oh my God. So what caused this?
So the club was reportedly full, way over capacity for the show by rapper Sfera Ebbasta, and when someone sprayed an irritant, like pepper spray apparently, just before the show was about to start, there was a panic. What's this gas in the air? What's this smell? And people just started running for the exits, and there was a deadly crush. The rapper said he's deeply pained by the incident, and authorities are promising an investigation into how so many tickets were sold for such a small space. Lindsey Buckingham says that he's resolved a lawsuit filed against his former bandmates in Fleetwood Mac over their decision to fire him from the band and head out on tour without him.
Yeah, I'm happy that they resolved it. You know, hopefully this leads to some more fantastic music writing.
Lindsey Buckingham says he's also happy they resolved it. His quote, when he talked to CBS this morning, "I'm happy enough with it." He declined to comment further on the terms of the agreement, and the Mac aren't talking either. Amazing Grace, the 1972 concert documentary starring Aretha Franklin that's only recently been screened for the public, has a distribution deal for wide theatrical release.
See, this is one that I'm conflicted by because it didn't seem like Aretha Franklin really wanted this released, but I'm so happy that we get to hear the music because it is legendarily known as one of her greatest live performances.
Yeah, totally. So the album came out back in the 70s, but as you say, Jade, Aretha herself did not want this film to come out in recent years after they resolved some sound issues, but now after her death, it is hitting theaters and the reviews have just been wild raves. So it's hitting a few theaters in New York and Los Angeles this month, so it could be eligible for Oscar consideration, and now it looks like it's going to be released nationwide in early 2019. Here's a clip from the movie trailer.
So it's holiday season. I know Hanukkah just wrapped up, so this might be a little bit late for you. But if, you know, you give belated Hanukkah gifts, maybe this is the time for you. If you're looking to celebrate Christmas and bring in some gifts or just year-end gifts in general for people who enjoy music in your life or perhaps for yourself, a couple of interesting and intriguing ideas. If you are like me and you like food and music combined, I have the perfect thing for you. Okay, so you know Oreo knows how to make people buy pretty much the same product in a wide variety of ways and about a million different flavors. So of course they found a way to combine music with Oreos. They created this special turntable that's tiny enough to play Oreos. Basically, you drop the needle near the center of the cookie, and I wouldn't call this like good music, but a song appears and it comes out of the player when you push the play button.
Okay, is the needle actually picking up the texture of the cookie and literally playing the Oreo?
It seems like it's just kind of like a pre-programmed little thing when you put it towards the center. But if you have people that you know who are not perhaps technical fans, but enjoy music and Oreos at the same time, it's a treat that you can eat and play. So on NBC Today, they were trying to figure it out. It was Ellie Kemper, actually, alongside Hoda, and you can kind of hear their confusion with it.
So you push the button?
Yeah.
No. Don't.
Move the arm.
Move the arm?
Arm more? That's
where
I would put.
Do you have any other gift ideas for music fans, Jade?
Yeah, I think if you want some real vinyl, you can go towards perhaps something unique like the double LP of music from Twin Peaks, which features artists like Sharon Van Etten, Nine Inch Nails, Cactus Blossoms, or maybe get a neon yellow hoodie to showcase your love of Beyonce. That's pretty cool. Or pick up a bottle of Bob Dylan's Heaven's Door whiskey. That could be nice for somebody. What about you, Jay?
I would recommend the Beastie Boys book if you have anyone on your list who is at all a Beastie Boys fan. And also, First Avenue now is selling special holiday sweaters with the stars on the outside of the club, all over the sweater, with a special gold one for Prince. Classic rock fans were excited a couple of weeks ago when organizers announced a July 2019 show in London's Hyde Park featuring Bob Dylan and Neil Young, kind of a miniature old cella.
Who wouldn't be happy with that kind of a lineup?
Neil Young doesn't have any issues with the lineup, but he does have some issues with other aspects of the concert. Tickets are now on sale for the concert, but Neil Young has taken to his website to say the show was announced before details have been properly finalized. And in particular, he's unhappy about the fact that the show is sponsored by Barclays. Environmentalists have been upset about the fact that Barclays, it's an investment bank, and they have participated in funding for oil pipeline infrastructure. So in a post on his website, Neil Young says, quote, "I believe in science. I worry about the climate crisis, and I'm deeply concerned about its massive global ramifications and my beautiful grandchildren's future. There's no doubt about it. It's been a massive F-up." Except he didn't say F-up. He actually used the word.
Yeah, well, he's angry about it. And I heard that there were some weird kind of ticketing issues as well, where fans didn't get in on it first or something.
So he's promised his fans who subscribe to his Neil Young archive site that they'll get first dibs on any concert tickets. But in this case, that didn't happen. Tickets went on sale to the public before they went on sale to his fans. So he apologizes for that as well. The show is still on, but Neil Young says there'll need to be some changes, notably a change of sponsor, before the concert happens. In the post, he also quoted lyrics from his anti-corporate 1988 song, "This Note's for You."
Ain't singing for Pepsi. Ain't singing for Coke. I don't sing for nobody. Makes me look like a joke.
So it looks like the new true crime subgenre is going to be Fire Festival postmortems.
Yes. If you remember this festival, this is so notoriously bad. It's like the worst festival. But the lead up to it was so huge. It seemed like it was going to be the coolest festival on the face of the planet.
People were just eating popcorn on Twitter for the whole weekend this was going down in spring 2017. It was supposed to be at this very exclusive, celebrity-filled festival that turned out to be an utter disaster. Now there's going to be a documentary about the festival that's going to hit Netflix on January 18th. Hulu is also working on a documentary series. And based on the first trailer for the Netflix movie, which has just come out, it looks like that iconic sad sandwich, those two slices of bread and a piece of cheese and some styrofoam, is going to be the star of all of this.
Fire Festival, baby. Here we go.
Partying like rock stars.
The most exclusive festival the world has ever seen.
Oh my God.
No! Turn this bus right around.
That's today's music news. You can read more about all these stories over at thecurrent.org. I'm Jay Gabler.
And I'm Jade.
Our producer is Anna Wagle. Do you have any fun gift ideas for music lovers? Head on over to the Current Music News group on Facebook and post your suggestions. We'll be back tomorrow with more headlines.